Weiter in Shas. We are in Chulin, Daf Yod, picking up at the top of the page, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down, first one in line, Tanana Asam. We're talking about Mayim Megulim, about liquids that are uncovered. Now the Gemara says, Tanana Asam, Gimel Mashkim, Asurim, Mishim Giloi. The three liquids that are Asam Giloi, Mayim Beyayim V'chalav, water, wine, and milk. That doesn't mean they saw a snake go in and come out of something else that we wouldn't have a problem with it. It just means these ones are common. Kama Yishuvu Asurim. How long do you have to wait, and then it's going to be that it's actually Asur to have from Rashi? Says, Mayim begluy and echad the who ats my nicha megulim if you left it uncovered. Kadeshi yata a rachash mi makom kar v'yishta until enough time for the rachash to come out. The creepy crawler, Rashi says rachash is a nachash and rachash is tagim shel sheretz to come out from a closed place and to drink. Says the Gemara, v'kama makom kar, what's called the closed place? And maybe it's like Bredo Rabbi Yehuda, kadeshi yetze mitachas ozen kli to come under the handle, out from under the kli of the handle of the kli v'yishta and drink. Rashi says the rachash is shama hayasham sheretz v'shasav, the sheretz and a drink. Enough for it to come out and drink. That's the amount. That means that you're actually going to look and you look away for the next time it comes to pop out and drink. And when you look back, you see it drinking right now. You're going to see it right now. It says, given shalushad, l'shama nechash, shir shachalachsa, l'choro, ela kadesh yucha, lovo lishtos, havade lo asa, for sure didn't come. D'i asa, I would see it because the rest of the choro, going back to the soul, tachas was in the klibi kaka, back to, you know, the handle of clean to the kaka. Ela yishta v'achas achor, means how much time that it can drink and go back to its soul. Itmar, back to the discussion that we had before. Hashochet b'sakim is a begum. Let's say a person shucks with this knife and he finds that it's pogum. Rashi says, v'yaduhu kishashachat badak kodam shchita. You know that you checked it before shchita. V'hayyaf, it was a good knife, everything was good. If I low badak achav shchita, you didn't check out the shchita immediately. If you would have checked right afterwards, you would have seen if it was totally fine, everything's great. If there's a nick there, immediately after, okay, then we have, we could say that it's a problem. But he didn't check, and he found this pogum. We have machlokas. What's the din? Amar Avuna. Avuna says, "Afilu shibur ba'atzamos kol yom." Even if afterwards you took that knife and you know you checked it, it was good. You shechted it. You didn't check after, then you cut bones with it all day. Psul, it's still going to be puzzle. Even if you could be told on that. Rashi's ben shchitel b'dika achrona dika lemitli ba'atzamos psula shchita. You could be told on that. Atzamos still it's going to be puzzle. Chashim and shemem ba'or nifka. We're worried that maybe in the hide of the animal as it shechting and before it got to the simanim it became pogum over there. Rashi shemem ba'or shchita nifka mavinimtsa shalom nishchata simanim. It didn't shecht it ella nikru. It's just ripped it. Shapagam Korea. Vizavachta. If it says you have to actually ella nikru shapagam Korea, and the pagam ripped it, and it says vizavachta. If you have to actually shecht, and therefore it's going to be no good. Rav Chista Amar Ksheira says no, it's kosher because shama be'etzem nifgam. Maybe it was with the bone. Rashi he says ba'osa shashibar ba. Right, that particular bone that you're cutting it with. Maybe you're shechting it in the animal itself. It touched the bone afterwards. Bishlam Rav Huna Kishmaitik. Rav Huna makes sense that he says that it's going to be no good. Like his own teaching, Kishmaite. What does it mean, his own teaching? Rashi says, Kishmaite, the Amel El, Adav Tess, Becheskes Isra, Medesachi, Vadalucha, Bameshus Nishcha, the animals of Cheskes Isra, until you know that it's Shechta well. Vazu, no, but suffering with Shechita. There's a problem with the Shechita, is the suffering of the Shechita itself. Elder of Chista, my time, why do you say that it's kosher? Amelacha, he says, Etzem Vadal Pogam. He says, listen, that's almost for sure going to make a Pegima in the knife. Or Suffolk Pogam. That's Suffolk it would be. Suffolk pogum, Suffolk low pogum. Have a Suffolk vavade. It's a Suffolk vavade. And Suffolk wants to be vavade. And the Suffolk doesn't take it out of vavade. I must have Rava to actually knock off that idea. Rava has the kasher of Chista. Lisiul of Huna actually supports Rav Huna's thing to say that it's going to be no good. Tavel, we know that what happens if a person does tefillah, va'ala, and he comes out of tefillah, and himself love davar chotzi. You find a chetzitz on him. Let's say he finds a whole stain of ink on him. Alpha Beach and Sasakbosa in Kolium Kula. Let's say Rashi has been the Akash Tfila, after the Tfila, he never checked himself and he goes and starts working with ink the entire day. So we could be told on that. Still no good. Lo also the Tfila feels no good. Achi Omer Bari Lishalhoya like Kodam Klein. I'm certain that there was nothing on me before. Vahacha the Vade Tavel, for sure he did Tfila. And Suffolk Hava Alea, Suffolk Lava Alea, and Suffolk the ink was on him or not. Because his Suffolk wants to be in the Vade. Suffolk comes and takes it out of a Vade. So you see, Suffolk can take it out of a Vade. So how could you say that it's actually going to be good? Shani asked him, that case is different. Dikalamimbi could say, Hemi Tami of Cheskaso. The person was Tami before, so we keep the Chazak of its tum on it. Vehimelo Tavim, we say the Relix feels no good. What do you mean? Achanami Hemi Behemel Cheskasa. Vehimelo Nishchita, it wasn't Shakta before. Shakta, Hari Shchuta Lefanecha. I said, no, because Shchuta was Lefanecha. Therefore, we can be making that. No, but Achanami Hari Tavim Lefanecha. The Tvila per Tavim person in front of you as well. No, Hayisle Be Reusa. But there's the Reusa that comes, the person went to the Mikvah. Because they found this chatzitz on him. Hachanami is a bit reusa. So, because We see that there's a nick in the knife. No sack in Isari. In Rav Chisna's case, the knife had a problem. Behema lo Isari, but there's no issue with the actual behema itself. Rav says, V'kivin de la begufa mamish, you see all it, it didn't come out of the body itself. Elu b'davar, acher, lo dami le tefila, can't come out of the tefila, v'lo asi suffik de reusa, the sacken, u'motzi oso midi shchita v'adois, the v'ade etzem bagum. And therefore, it should be actually that it's kosher. We can assume the animal shchita was good. In the case of the mikveh, though, it's on the person himself because he had something on his body himself, and therefore that we can't say that's that for sure. It's good, that it's good. But now we come back around. If someone shechted the veshet, the esophagus, right? At least one or majority of that part of it, and then we're talking about of a bird. And then afterwards, after the shchita, the trachea became detached from the jaw. It was like torn away from its place that it's attached to the jaw. Then ksheira, it's kosher. Because it happened after the shchita happened. It doesn't affect the shchita at all. Nishmita gargaris, but let's say if we got detached, and afterwards it shechted the esophagus psula, then it's going to be pusul. Okay, let's read this through, then we'll see the Rashis. Right, because when it's dislocated, it becomes a trefa, and therefore you can't now eat it just because you shecht it. So it's going to be also even after it was, you do shchit on it. Shachat is a veshet. Let's say someone they shechted the veshet, the esophagus, and right now we're talking about the esophagus. V'nimsa gargar shmuta, and then they check. It turned out that the trachea was detached. V'niu dam kodem shchita nishmita. You know what happened before they did it? Then would be no good. V'achas shchita is what happened afterwards. Zayamaisa. This actually happened. V'amru, and they said kol suffik b'shchita pasul. Any suffik that comes out with shchita is going to be pasul. You have to assume it happened beforehand, and then it's going to be pasul. Says Rashi about all these things that are going on over here. That what is shachat es shachat es aveshet? Says Rashi, but oh, if we're talking about a chicken, shechsheru b'simen echad, one simen's enough. Sulu chashinan le'ikur d'sheni. We're not worried about the second simen. V'ha d'nakat shchita b'veshet. The reason it said shchita b'veshet v'shmuta. Begargaris, who didn't feel the flip, Nami, Elamishim de Gargaris, Avida, Lashmute, gets out of place, Vahachim, Tukma, Beha Shochet, right? And then we find that that's more normal. Nishva Gargaris is that Chila, Hari Nitzvah became Pasol, it's a problem. Okay, so now says the Gemara, Kol Safik, Beshchita, Lusuyamai. When it says, anytime there's a suffix in shchita, it's going to be a problem. What's it going to include? Lav lasuli kai gavna isn't talking about this case. That even if the suffix happened about the knife's, whether the knife was good, as opposed to the animal, but the knife itself, still we're going to say it's no good, which knocks off that idea with Rav Chisna saying that when the suffix is about the knife, then it's going to be good. Rashi shenold vasuffix besaken, even that's going to be good, and then we knock him out. It says we're low. La'asuye safek shah safek daris. What's it coming to include? If it's a safek, there's shahia or drisa, there's a pause or he pressed down, that's when you had a safek, then we're going to say it's going to be no good. But the problem is with the knife, then we can say the shahida good, like Rav Chisna actually said. Beep, turn the page. Yud amabez. Umayshna. Rashi says, Mayshna ha safek vah safek. Both of them are misfakas. Like, what's the difference between the two types of misfakas? Why are we going to passel the safek if there's a doubt about shahia and drasa, but we're not sure about with the knife, then we're going to be okay with it. Hasim over there, when it's about the pressing or the pausing, it's yalida ba reusa b'behema. There's an issue with the actual behema itself. Hacha ben akish Rav Chisna. Sakin is sorry, behema lo is sorry. It's only an issue, it's only a reusa in the knife, but not actually with the animal itself. And since the animal's iser status doesn't relate to the knife, therefore we're going to go ahead and we're going to say that it's going to be kosher. V'hilchasa, what's halacha? Kavasidu Rav Huna, kishalosh shiber ba'etzem. And the halacha goes according to Rav Huna, when one didn't break a bone after the fact. And the Hilchasa Kirva said the Rav Chisna Kishishiva Etzem. But when it broke a bone, it goes according to Rav Chisna. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Hilchasa Rav Huna, the Chashil and Lor, that we're worried maybe if we find the snake, that if there was no bones crushed afterwards, and we said that it came from the Or. Vayide Haya, Ve'al Yide Haya Maisa Vahura Li, Rabbein Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov, Ba'ofle Eser. And this actually happened. And Halacha is like Rav Chisna, when it comes to the case of actually broken etzem, then we can be told that that was because of the etzem. Michlal then implies that the Rav Chista afagav de lo shibaba eba etzem, that Rav Chista himself was of the opinion that even if you didn't break the etzem, even if you didn't cut it, ella b'mayifkam, but if that's the case, then what did it become pogum with? Says Rashi, b'chad Rav Chista afilu kishol shibaba etzem la'achar shchita machshir. He's machshir. I mean, the itchik lemeimer hilchusik Rav Huna kishaloshibar mechlal da palug Rav Chista alea. And he would say, even if it would be that he didn't cut it afterwards, it still would be that it's going to be kosher because the bones could have done it. But then what would it have? Of course, it's because of the shechita. It says Gemar ema beetsem demafrekis ifkim. We say that the knife was damaged when it cut into the neck bone itself. No, it's that actual animal itself. After it did the shechita, it went into another bone and it could become proper from that. Rashi says la'achar shechita shenoga beetsem atzaver. It touched the neck of bone. Vehi a mafrekis. That's when it's going out of place. Tichsev v'tishaber mafrekto v'lo sevira lan kavasei lemitle lekula. You don't say, no, it was from the or, whatever, say, no, it was actually the actual etzem that did it. Okay, that's where he's coming from. It says, Gemara Hava Uvda, there was actually a case that happened where somebody used a knife to shecht many animals in a row, but he didn't check the knife in between each one. The Taraf of Yosef Atleser Chivasa. Yosef ruled that as many as 13 animals were usher to go out into half. Rashi says, Shalom Batak bin Zulazu. Achashkita Kulan, Nitzis Pigum, and found that it was Pagum. Right? So in this case, the knife was inspected before the Shrita, but a second inspection wasn't done until afterwards. And during the second one, they found that there was a problem with the knife. And the question, therefore, came as to what's the status of the one that had already been shechted. And he brought it in front of Yosef, and he said, as many as 13 of the Shritas he actually passed.
Frakta Gamar Keman. Who is this going like? Rashi Keman Svirale. Who does he hold like here? Kerev Huna Vafilu Bekamaisa? Is going like Rav Huna, and even the first shechted animal is also going to be usher? Says Rashi. Nami Treif Techashin and Laor. We go, you know, the skin of it, the hide of it. Veloshen Bai, who? Lo, Kerev Chista, the barbecue. Maybe he's going like Rav Chista, and he means to say all the muscle except for the first one. Rashi says, Mishum Etzem. The Farek is the Kamaisa. Tarfinu lukulu basraisa. The first one, the bone, messed up for the rest of them. Viba yisema, or you could say liolam krafuna. Really, he's going krafuna. And when the nick was found with the knife, he asked it all the animals were shechted. The e krav chista. If he was like krav chista, then mechli. Let's see whether Rav Yosef's din actually makes sense. Mitla talinan. Rav Yosef is saying that we are going to be tole into the fact that it cut into the neck bone. Therefore, we say the first shechita is going to be good, but everything else is going to be no good. Mimai de be'etzem de mefrekes to kamaisa ifkim, who says that it was damaged by the neck bone of the first animal, which would explain why Rav Yosef said all of them after to be aser. Dilma be'etzem de mefrekes to mefrekes ifkim. Maybe he got messed up with the last one. And then, therefore, all the animals should be mutter. And since he says straight up, he asers at least some of them, then it must be he's going according to Rav Huna. Says Rashi, Michti, Mitla Talinan, Tahavade Negia Sakim B'mafrekas, Lo Pagma Tfei Me'or. So I can do more than the or. Shari Eino Maka Olav Bekoach. Afilo Achi Tali Be Lekule, he's being told to be Mekel. Hilka Ki Shachat Behemos Tuva, Tali Nami Rav Chista B'mafrekas De Besraisa U'michshar Lehu. Right, we're going to say, when he told Rav Chista with the frekas of the last one, he's going to machshar it. Therefore, since he's answering at least some of the animals, must is going according to Rav Huna. He Amar Lei Rav Acha Birei Derava Rav Ashi Rav Kahana Matzich Bidikusa Bein Kolchad Avchad. Rav Kahana says you have to check the knife within each and every shechita. Right? I don't care when it's whenever knife is being used for shechita, it's got to be checked. If you have a bunch of animals going to be shechted, you got to check after each one of them before you go to the next one. Come on, who's that going like? Kirev Huna Lemisla Kamaisa, he's going according to Rav Huna and he's answering, he's bustling even the first one. Rashi says, Baya Bayahi, Hi, the Mitzvah Bidika La'achet Shchitas Rishon, Miyad, Mishum De'i Mishkach La'pagum, Tarif La'Kirev Huna, if he finds it's a problem with the knife, he'll answer it immediately. Lo, says the Gemara, Kirev Chista U'la'ach Shuri Basraisa. It's like Rav Chista is coming to Machshir, maybe it's really that it's it's going according to Rav Chista, and he says you have to check in order to make sure that the later ones are going to be good. Yeah, he says, if it's really true that the knife is going to be checked because of, you know, for the next shechitas and tibayin nami b'dikas chacham. You also need to, go to the local Talmud Chacham to show it. Why doesn't he say then that where that the local Chacham is checking it out? He says, eid neman echad b'yisurin. Because we have eid echad, one echad is trusted when it comes to yisurim. Since the knife is talking about an iser, even a regular person who knows these halachas is good enough. You don't need to check it by a chacham. Says Rashi, erech anem b'yisurin, the chol yachad v'yachad ha'minasu Torah, every individual yid is believed, the Torah trusts them, as avachtem yivkarecha misoncha, v'shachat is ben abakar, v'lachli kohanam al yado, v'lo is kiku la'amid eidem b'davar. You don't need to put eidem every time. V'lo tzricha, Torah eidem, ela le'onish mamon, omisas beizden, ula'arayos, the gamrin and davar, Dover mi mamon. Okay, Yachiv, if it's really true, then mikar namilo. Then initially also you don't need the chacham to come check it. So why did he say you have to go check with the chacham? Ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan lo amar laharu sakin lechacham el bnei kvodu shel chacham. It's covered to the chacham to go and do such a thing. But if he didn't, it'd be fine. Mina hamil sadam rabbanan. Okay. We're going to go into a world now of chazaka that we've been talking about until now. You know, it could be uki and the chazaka. Where do we know this thing that the chachamim said that uki milsa chaske, that we can put something by its chazaka? Rashi says b'makomas harbe samchu ala chazaka leasar ulahatir kiyahuda like we brought earlier. Where do we know this from? Amar of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar of Yochanan, Amar Karkas. It says in the pasuk about a kohen who sees the tzaras on a house. It says, V'yotza kohen min habayis ha-pesach habayis. The kohen goes out from the house to the entrance of the house. V'hizkers habayis shivasyom. He closes it off for 7 days. Says Rashi, D'bayinah d'nifak mikol habayis v'achekach yaskers dalsis. It's to go out and then close the door. V'yafal gav d'ikal lememar dilma eid ad d'nafik v'asli batzir lei. Shiure mikigris v'nimsa shaloya noga b'shas hesker v'nisger hesker the command the lessi dummy, right? That is the pasuk is speaking. We know that but when a house has tzaras, we're analyzing what's done over here. You closed off the house that has it, and it's saying that the house closing to be effective, it has to be the minimum size of or bigger when the door of the house is shut. How is it possible for the coin to ever close off a house? Even while he's in the house, he saw an affliction that was the right size. Still, he can't keep it in sight as he's leaving the house. How can you know for sure then that it didn't shrink by the time he shut the door? Must be, he's relying on chazaka. He assumes that it didn't get any smaller since he last saw it. So law about tzaras of a house serves as a source for the principle of chazaka. Says Gemara, Dilma adanafik v'asa, how can we close off the house? Maybe as he goes out of the house. Batzel ishura, the tzaras shrinks to less than the minimum size. Elalav, it must be, because why? Mishom damirin ukiyachaske. He's relying on the chazaka, if that's the case. Maskel Rava, Acha bar Yaakov, Adilma, kigon tziyotza derech hacharev. Maybe the coin, he can close up the house. There's no rai over here, because I go to chazaka. Maybe it's where he's went out of the house. He's walking backwards. The chazi likinafik. He sees that he's leaving the house. And he closes the door. He's relying on what he's seeing, not a chazaka. Amaleh, baye, shtei chuvas with Arav. Two answers to you. Chada, first we could say, di yitzia derech hacharev, lo shma yitzia. Going out backwards, not called the yitzia. The Torah says you got to go out v'yotzei kohen min habayis, which means just to walk out straight, and you don't do it in a way where you're going backwards. V'od, and not only that, but achori adelis ma'ikil lememar. What can be said about something that's behind the door of the house? He can't see it as he's closing the door. V'chitem ad pasach be'kav. Said if you want to say that before he shuts the door, he cuts a window in it so he can see inside. Rashi says chalon be'elos kolim hesker v'atanan bayis alfa. We see it says when the house is a dark house. Ein poschin be'bo chalonos leirus nigo. We don't cut windows to see it. So if that's the case, then there's going to be times you're not able to see it. Clearly, we're going on the relying on the chazaka. Rav said that the Karmi Tzia Derech Hachor V'Lo Shma Yitzia. That which he said is not called Yitzia. Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippur Miuchiach. The case going Gadol B'Yom Kippur will prove that's not the case. Yichsev Yitzia. It says by the Kohen Gadol that he goes out. Utanam we learned in a Mishnah, which is in Yuma, it says Yatzu Balu Derech Kinisasa, that he left walking backwards in the way of his entry. So we see the Kohen can walk backwards at the house of Taras. Also, even the Torah says he has to go and he has to leave. Rashi says Pan of Klapi Lifnai V'Lifnim Kederech Shenichnas Kach Machzor V'Yotzei Derech Achorav. Says the Gemara, with the garment by itself, ain bochstin bochalona sirslas nigo. When you said that, when we said that there's a dark house, we don't open windows to it. That's only where the existence of the affliction wasn't yet established. Rashi says that kol zman shelo ra koinis anega b'marosav sheyamakom afos dark ve'ain maro marayu nika is not recognizable. V'nigo nega shaomi lacher delos is behind the door. Ukvar. Ukvar heker shehu negan, he sees it, ain't sar chalon, el amido becheskas aposchin. Then you actually can go and you can open it. Back in the Gemara, so he says, aval hecha dischazik is chazik. But in the case where it's already dischazik, where we know that there's the neg over there, then you can cut it. So now, again, we're not going according to chazaka, we're going just because you see it. Tanya de lo krebi achabarakov, there was a braisa that was taught that is not doesn't work along with the Rechav Yaakov. Yotza coin min abayis. The pasuk says, and the coin shall exit from the house. Yachal yelech etoch beis of yasker. You would think that maybe based of that after he saw the discolored house, well, the coin can go into his own house and close off the afflicted one. Meaning, it might be maybe you think that the coin could tie one end of the rope to the door of that house and then walk home with the other end of the rope in his hand, and from there he's going to pull the rope closed. From the, you know, close the afflicted house without being right next to it. Talmud Lomer El Pesach Habayis. It says where the entrance to the house. Pesach Habayis. But if it would have said Pesach Habayis, Echli Yamatachas Amashkof Yaskei. You think you stand under the lintel, you know, the entrance way, and you close it off. Talmud Lomer Min Habayis. From the house, actually, eats him in a bias cool until you leave entirely. Okay, said Omid beside the maskov of maskov. You stand by the outer part, outside of the maskov of the entranceway, and you close it off. You close off that door. Minayin shem halach l'toch base of isker. From where do we know that if he did go into his own house and closed off the afflicted house, osha amid b'tzoch habayis v'isker, shesker moskod actually works. Talmud lomer v'isker is habayis. Mikol malkom from every place. So the bais is telling us that the coin has the capacity to close it off while it's still out of sight, which goes against Rav Achav Yaakov, who's saying you got to see it. Rav Achav Yaakov says the Gemara, how does he explain the Brisa? Beep, turn the page. Yud Alpha Manav. Can you go into Kaimi Dara de Gavri? He understands it means a case where a line of people are standing from the house to the coin's house. And they tell the coin that it's still exactly as it was, it didn't shrink. Since the coin is being told that it's still the right size, he doesn't have to rely on chazaka. Therefore, we don't have a raya for the chazaka over here. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.